you may have heard of apps that round up purchases you make and then invest the change in a savings account or retirement fund. But what if instead you could donate that spare change? It's called Roundup to Give, and it's part of a new mobile app from fintech company Mylo and donation platform Canada Helps. Joining us now to tell us more is Canada Helps Chief Marketing and Product Officer Shannon Craig. Hello there.
Hi there.
This is a great idea. This micro-investing idea, relatively small in Canada in terms of awareness, but bigger in other parts of the world. This is a new application to the charitable sector. How does it work?
It's great. Well, it's actually really quite simple. Any Canadian can go to the Mylo website, download an app for Android or their Apple smartphone, and effectively all they have to do is, you know, provide a little bit of information, link their bank account, and they can choose how they want their giving to happen. So with every purchase that they make, say they buy a coffee for $3.25, Mylo will round that up to $4 and invest the 75 cents. They can either choose to invest it in a financial investment, put it towards a savings goal, whether that be a trip or their first home, or what's most exciting to us at Canada Helps is that they can actually donate that to a charity that they care about. And so slowly over the time, as the week goes by, the months and the year goes by, that turns into a large, significant gift that can really help out charities.
Can you have multiple goals on the platform? So can you say, I want to save this amount for retirement and then everything else goes up to Roundup? Or do you need to choose just one?
No, you can absolutely have a few different goals set, and you can actually even choose to amplify your goals so that it's more than just a small ramp up. Maybe instead of just rounding up, you're doubling the roundup. Or you can also choose to do additional gifts. Say you just got a bonus, so you can add on an additional one-time gift to any one of your goals. So it's really quite a flexible application that lets you to move your money as you have it.
It's very easy for me to see what's in it for Mylo. They're building awareness, and hopefully they'll build up more accounts for any of their products. What's in it for Canada Helps?
Well, Canada Helps is a charity and a social enterprise, and we've been providing a one-stop shop where Canadians can donate or fundraise to any registered charity in Canada. Our mission is to inspire giving, to get Canadians engaged in philanthropic giving, and we're thrilled to do this because there's a lot of different trends happening in giving when it comes to generational giving, what younger donors want in comparison to more traditional older donors. And we think that this is a really innovative approach to inspiring giving that really resonates with younger donors.
What are some of the positives and negatives of this shift towards online donations? I know in your giving report, you talked about an enormous percentage increase. It does mean for someone like me, I'm just not willing to give at the door anymore, right? So there's no point in people door knocking because I'm going to go to Canada Helps or I'm going to go direct to a charity and do it that way. What are the pros and cons of that shift?
Well, I think the pros is that, you know, it makes giving available at any time of the day. You're able to make a gift to an organization that you care about. And because it's a digital world, you know, Canadians can go out there and learn so much about the great work that charities are doing. They can take the time, they can get access information at their fingertips online. And, you know, with an application like Mylo, you can really give in a painless way. You don't notice the 75 cents, but, you know, at the end of the week when that's $10 and at the end of the year that's over $500, that's a significant contribution. So I think, you know, technology makes giving easier and allows information to be at our fingertips. But I think the interesting thing that's maybe the challenge of the situation is that, you know, as younger generations are now at a point in their lives where they have disposable income and can really start to give back, they expect a lot of information. And I think it's really important that the charitable sector is able to respond and embrace these changes. So really what we're hearing from younger donors more than previous donors is that they really want to know the impact a charity's making. They want charities to be sharing the great work that they're doing and have a really good sense of the true impact that they're creating. And so I think, you know, with technology comes increased expectations. And some of those expectations that younger donors are really asking for are really positive, and I think all Canadians will benefit from.
I got the most amazing phone call from an alumnus of the Pathways to Education program. I'd made a donation. I got this great call. It was a voicemail, but I just loved it. He was talking specifically about how the program had made a difference. So absolutely, that resonates. Now, is there a fee for people who use Roundup to Give? How does that work?
Yes. So overall, Mylo has a $1 fee per month for investing your funds. And every time that there's a donation made So what happens is that your roundups to your donations get counted up, and then at the end of the month, Milo sends the proceeds of your roundups to Canada Help so we can disperse it to the charity of your choice and provide you with a tax receipt. We do take 2% of the donation, and this really allows us to continue with our charitable mission of connecting Canadians to every charity they care about on CanadaHelps.org. But as well, we provide online fundraising tools for charities. So really what these tools allow charities to do is we ensure that all charities, regardless of size, have access to the fundraising tools they need to succeed. So that's what that small fee allows us to continue to do.
There was a lot of attention on GoFundMe, a U.S.-based organization, in particular after the Humboldt tragedy, given how much money was raised so incredibly quickly. How does Canada Helps differ versus some of those platforms? And GoFundMe isn't the only one. There's many. How does Canada Helps differ?
Well, so we only disperse funds to registered Canadian charities. So those charities have higher levels of accountability. They have specific mandates that they must be fulfilling and that they're regulated by the CRA. And we think that's a very important distinction. You know that the funds, there's oversight and accountability in terms of how those funds are being used. And they're all public organizations, so that information is also accessible to us all.
How does the app address peer-to-peer fundraising? I mean, we know that millennials and Gen Xers, I'm a Gen Xer, we're so influenced by what's going on in our social network. How does it relate to this notion of peer-to-peer fundraising?
Sure. Well, one of the things that the app does so well is that it exposes, they're using our Canada Helps database so that they can expose every Canadian charity. So really providing the choice that we know millennials want. They don't necessarily give to the same organization that their parents gave to. They're thinking for themselves. They care about a cause and they're going out to find the organization that they want to support. So that choice is really important. But it also means that there's so many charities in Canada, they're going to find an organization that maps to the cause that they care about and that they are discoverable, you know, by things like what community they're in, what category, what's the type of work that they're doing and so forth. So a really easy way to find charities as well.
Your report also found that fewer Canadians are making donations, charitable donations overall. Do you think automation is a way to at least stem the decline?
Absolutely. So, yes, we are finding that, overall donations are going down. The one thing that is super exciting, online donations are going up. So we've seen about 22.5% annual growth on our Canada Helps online platform per year. So that's exciting that online is helping to address that gap. But also what's really exciting is that the fastest growing revenue donation stream on our Canada Helps platform is actually monthly donations. They now actually account for 33% of donations made through our platform.
Wow.
And so that's a really positive sign because I think, as much as the entire charitable sector is how do we ignite younger donors because they're the donors of tomorrow. One of the exciting things I think is that younger donors, they care. And with programs like this, like Milo's, that make it really easy to give small amounts that add up, it makes it, they want to give in a meaningful way. And this provides them with a way to make a meaningful gift that isn't as hard. It's hard to come up with $500 on any one given day. But as you do it slowly over time, over the year, it's you're making a difference.
I am a big fan of automation, so I'll be interested to see how this plays out. Shannon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shannon Craig is Canada Helps Chief Marketing and Product Officer. She joined us to talk about a new program called Round Up to Give, which is based on the app Milo in partnership with Canada Helps.